It feels really good.
It feels really good because you're like, you know what? I don't care if you follow me and I don't care about whatever.
For so many years, I worked in corporate, and right. I really was just, like, not allowed to say anything. And now that, like, I can say shit, it, like, feels really good to just be able to say shit that, like... And so many times people come to me in the DMs now and are like, thank you so much for saying the things that I can't say. You know, I wish I could comment on your post, but I'm trying to get a job, and I don't want people to think that I'm, like, you know, whatever. And yeah. So I get so much... So, like, if I can be the voice for other people who are, like, upset about something, that also feels really good.
Truth. And that's kind of feel good too. And people just like say, like,
it does.
You become a voice for the people.
Yeah. And even if like they're like, that's the whole point. Hey.
Back here with me to Unshackled here at the CWCBE Expo in Jacob Javits, day one. It's your host, Max Ugas from Dope SEO. And I have a really good friend of mine, Lauren Mundell from HiCurious here joining us.
Hey.
Lauren runs a very interesting business, you know what I mean? Which I feel like, let's talk about this. Because I feel like, you know, like every cannabis company needs somebody to help talk about how great you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And review your products and help build your brand and help get people to see what's going on and get like real feedback from real people who really use your products on whether it's I'm just testing this out for the first time or like I absolutely love this product and I want to talk about it some more just to like help build the brand and everything else. And I think that is just a little bit of what HiCurious does. But for those of you who don't know Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. And no one.
No, get out of here.
No, I'm just joking. That's what I always used to say. Yeah. Like, hello, everyone, and no one to
hello.
People. So, when I was
said,
first
I'm
starting.
No one. I was like, you're so someone.
No, I said, hello, everyone,
okay.
And no one. Because, you know, it's like we're recording.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I'm going to stop playing with you.
So what do I do? So HiCurious, which is the name of my company, is an influencer marketing agency.
Yes.
We work with cannabis content creators to help them find brands and help brands find the right cannabis content creators and influencers to help them tell their story. And I think that's what Max was getting at.
Yeah. No, because it's you meet all these brands. You meet all these, you know, and what's crazy is like there's brands. And this isn't just like, hey, I grow weed. This is like, hey, I make really cool like pipes. I make really good glass. I make really great vapes. I make really cool lotion. I make drinks or beverages or apparel.
Like,
or
well, one of my favorite clients is actually Mama Jane's Cleaner.
Okay.
It's a woman-owned company.
What is Mama Jane's Cleaner?
Mama Jane's Cleaner.
Mama Jane's?
Mama Jane's.
Mama Jane's.
Yeah, Mama Jane's Cleaner.
Okay.
MamaJanesCleaner.com. And you can
free plug.
Yeah, free plug, Amanda. So basically, it's a concentrated cleaner that you can use for resin. So it's like amazing for bongs, and it's completely or for pipes or all these things, and it's completely non-toxic. It smells like lemons. You don't have to use a rubbing alcohol. And the reason why I'm bringing them up is because we've helped them a lot grow their brand
That's
in terms
great.
Of working with content creators and other people.
Because dirty bong water is disgusting.
Disgusting.
People. Yeah.
You would never drink out of a dirty glass. Why would you smoke out of a dirty bong?
Right. And it's funny. I feel like we had a phone call one time where you were telling me about how your husband was smoking weed out of a dirty bong. And like you being you clean the pipes. And then he thought he...
So, yeah,
I'll
tell the
weed.
Story. It's a really funny story. So for a lot of years, my husband has barely smoked not nearly as much as me. So I've always been the one to clean the pieces. And then he started really increasing his consumption.
Right.
And so he got his own pieces and he starts enjoying his own pieces. So then he would leave them out. And then the next day or 2 days later, he would come to pack a bowl and he would be like, there's something wrong with this weed.
It tastes like ash.
And I'm like,
dirt.
There's nothing wrong with the weed. It's that you have stale water in this pipe.
He didn't change the
water?
It's
disgusting. And he's like, oh, well, why doesn't it ever smell like that before? I'm like, because I clean constantly.
Right. Because I want to taste the flavor.
Well, yeah. I didn't start smoking weed till I was in my 40s. So I smoke like a grown up.
Right. You don't smoke like a
kid.
15-year-old
no.
like trying to hide it and, you know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you do it for the so many. Yeah.
I do it for the wellness benefits.
Yes. yes, it's not just like, oh, man, I'm going to do this. This is how we always did it.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so Mama Jane's. Who else do you help?
Who else do I help?
Do you want to talk about who else do you help? Or
really.
Are you allowed to talk about who you help? Okay, so we're not going to talk about. She helps a lot of brands, you know what I mean? And and this is the thing with it is, like, every brand out there, like, you go to a trade show like this, like, there's, you know, booths everywhere or whatever. And I think when it comes to, like, cultivators, brands, and anybody, whether it's an ancillary kind of, like, cleaner product or it's a vape thing or a flower or whatever, like, you need – we as a culture – and this – I've been saying this basically, like, we have been trained to read reviews. We have been trained to watch – you know, what is, I guess, the Get Ready With Me things, the videos,
sure.
But also, like, the unboxing videos, like, the review videos, the before and after videos for anything that we want to test out. Because while everybody's going to say, like, hey, we've got the best product, we got this, we got that, there are people out there that actually, for a living, review products.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And help brands be seen by other companies, because this is all repurposable. This is content that never goes away. This is, you know, it's incredibly valuable because everybody says they have the best brand. Everybody
and
says they got the best stuff.
What's even stronger than reviews is just showing how people use those products in their daily life.
Okay.
So it's like one thing to have a strain review, and I think that's very YouTube focused and it's very like cannabis focused, but
mm-hmm.
I think we're also trying to reach a new type of cannabis consumer.
Who's that?
Is interested in using cannabis as a wellness supplement
okay.
and microdosing and using smaller amounts.
So not just get baked and sit on the couch and
yeah,
talk about
that.
How stoned you are.
I don't think that's what's going to be the future of the industry, personally.
No, not at all.
No.
Not at all.
So
it's definitely more of like an educational
aspect. So you think about it, it's like, let's say, I mean, this is how we all watch, right? We watch whether you have a celebrity that you follow
mm-hmm.
or somebody who's an influencer that you follow. I know I'm certainly influenced by a lot of influencers. Like, for example, I bought this water bottle because I was influenced to buy this really awesome water bottle by an influencer named Shalene Johnson. And, you know, it's like, it's not because Shalene was like, here's my code for this, you know, this bottle. She's like, look how cool this water bottle is. It actually turns into a tripod. And like,
I was wondering how you did that.
Yeah.
I thought, so that is.
So like.
No.
This, yes.
I can't. Yeah.
So like, yeah.
No.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
See?
Whoa.
Yeah. So like, this is the best thing.
How dope is that? Like, it's a tripod water bottle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. It's a. That
yeah.
is tough.
It's tough.
Look at that. We're selling. We're selling.
Right.
More.
Okay. So. This
you
is what influencer
paid,
marketing is. It literally just happened.
Right.
Okay. I said to Max, look how cool this water bottle is. And he practically has it in his Amazon cart already.
Yeah. No,
it's
but there's
the
also
Ringo.
People walking by watching you do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. They go, holy shit, that's cool. So,
yeah.
So if you didn't understand the importance of having an influencer, you know,
introduce. It's actually really, it's just share your
there
product.
You go. Share your product.
We're the new advertising. I mean, it's not even new. It's been going on for many years. But if you think about it, you know, flip through commercials now, right?
Right.
But you watch reels.
Well, you also pay $5 to not watch commercials on your normal
sure.
streaming channels and things like that, which is
right.
where most advertisers, you know, advertise.
Well,
there's a lot of
people. But now they're integrating their products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every big brand is out there working with creators of large and small to
right.
tell the stories about their products to their audiences, because the third party endorsement is just so much more valuable than advertising. And
right.
it always has been. I mean, that's what public relations is. That's why we're always trying to get into the media.
It's the circle of trust.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a circle of trust.
Like
once you're in the circle of trust, the people that I like this, so
well,
I like it
too. You think that's your friend.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Once you follow somebody for a while, that's your friend.
Truth. Because you like get it involved in their life.
You like care. You're
yeah,
like, wait,
you're like,
did
what's
they?
Going on?
You're like, wait, I was watching that. Did you guys not go to the show?
Right.
Like, you know, did you?
I was waiting to see what you said.
Yeah.
About
why?
This
where'd
event.
You go? Like,
right.
I have Chris Becker from Honeybee Collective. He has his dog. You know, Bee. He
okay.
has his dog.
He
handle.
Was at CMA last
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. He had the
he,
dog.
He
okay.
has Bee, and
yeah.
Bee has an Instagram handle.
He's a sweet dog.
She's a great girl.
Yeah.
And he, I guess, his partner Chalet took B for a walk or
okay.
a hike. And so he said, this is a cat Instagram now. And he took a picture of the cat. And he said, this is a cat Instagram now. And then he didn't do anything else after that. So I was like, Chris, I want to see cats. What happened? And he's like, Dad doesn't really like cats. So, you know, basically, that's what I mean. We follow these people and then like We care. We care about what happens, you know, in their lives.
It's true. It's true. It becomes part of your, like, daily routine to, like...
It's honestly, it's like our soap operas.
Yeah.
It's the new soap opera.
It is.
It's real.
It is. It's like an evolved real world.
Yeah, but from your own house.
From your own house, and you're not, like... Like, no, with your own creative directive to do whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah, it's your own confessional.
No, that's wonderful. That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Democratized real world.
There you go. Because the real world was...
Weird.
I don't know. It was weird. You know,
it was so 90s.
It was so 90s, but it was also like... I mean, it set the tone for everything else nowadays. But because
totally.
Everybody has like a quote-unquote reality show. But... It was
life
cool.
is a reality show.
It really is. And I think what people want is more real life and less scripted real life.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
People want to see, I mean, like, I was just at an influencer marketing conference on Monday and Tuesday. And, like, authenticity is a word that, like, you're not really allowed to even say in that realm anymore because it's, like, lost its meaning. Because,
like, who's authentic? You know what I mean?
Me.
Like, yes, you are. High five to you.
I mean.
You actually are.
I really am. Like, yeah. This is me. Like, there is no other version. And I'm putting it out on social media on both LinkedIn and Instagram.
Yes.
And, you know, I feel like the more 100% myself I am, like the better I feel and the more of the right people attract me.
Truth. Because you've done some content that like people are like, hell yeah. Or they're like, whoa.
Yeah. I've pissed some people off.
Yeah. Which I love, though.
Me too.
You know what I mean? From the authenticity aspect of it.
Feels really good.
It feels really good because you're like, you know what? I don't care if you follow me and I don't care about
whatever. For so many years, I worked in corporate, and I really was just, like, not allowed to say anything. And now that, like, I can say shit, it, like, feels really good to just be able to say shit that, like... And so many times people come to me in the DMs now and are like, thank you so much for saying the things that I can't say. You know, I wish I could comment on your post, but I'm trying to get a job, and I don't want people to think that I'm, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I get so much... So, like, if I can be the voice for other people who are, like, upset about something, that also feels really good.
Truth. And that's kind of feel good, too. And people just, like, say... like
it does.
You become a voice for the people.
Yeah, and even if, like, they're... Like, that's the whole point. The whole point is that people are going to have different opinions.
Yes.
You know, it's just learning how to navigate that. And, like, I actually heard a YouTuber on stage yesterday say, like, you know you've kind of, like, started to make it when people are in the comments and they're not talking to you. They're talking about you. So, like, if they're in the comments and they... So, for example, like... I went viral on Instagram, and I have 7.5 million views on one of my posts, but that post is about my son getting kicked out of high school for bringing a weed pen to field trip.
Bringing the vape.
Yeah, and so I went viral for that, but in that, right in there, in those comments, it's like, what a bad mom, she's the worst. And it's like, they're talking about me like I'm not even there, like... You know, and like, oh, you know, oh, another short-haired lesbian. There's so many like funny, ridiculous comments on this thing.
Humans,
because it's like people, and then it's like people are talking about me,
right?
Instead of like
talking
that's,
to you.
I think that's when you realize like there's a part of you that's lives online. That's okay,
yes.
And that's like a little bit of a side version of you,
right?
Like, you know,
right.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I mean. It's entertaining.
Yeah, people it's entertaining, and I like doing it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it if I didn't like doing it.
Right, yeah, no, because it gets really hard. I got...
You got burnout?
I got pseudo-YouTube famous for a little...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, back in 10 years ago. And I just got tired of doing content. I was like, I can't do it anymore.
Well,
like,
YouTube is so hard.
Yeah. No, it was. Like, there was no Instagram. There was no anything else. It was just... I was like, God, I got to make another video. And then I got to edit it. Then I got to publish it. And then I, like, stopped caring about editing. And then I was like, then I just stopped caring about making videos. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do this anymore because this is, like, this is becoming a full-time part
of
my life.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because, like, in order to produce a good YouTube video, you really need an editor unless you're an editor. And that costs money.
Oh, it costs time, too.
And time. And, like, I tried to do it myself, and it took, like, recently I'm doing a grow show. So I'm working with Sean Roby, and we're doing a show. It's called The High Curious Magic Garden.
Okay.
Starting on YouTube next week.
Okay.
The first episode is about nutrients and how to make the water and you know, get ready for potting up.
Have you met Alex with his machine?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So we're launching that show. And so in order to like get it edited, it's like these editors are like, well, it's going to take 2.5
weeks.
Working days. Yeah, and I'm like, what do you mean? I can't pay $1,500 to edit this, even though I know that's not really a lot of money.
It's really not.
It's a lot of money if like you're not making money on something.
If you're not making money on anything, but it's also like if you're doing a lot of content, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like well, that adds up. Exactly. And that's why Instagram is, I mean, YouTube is expensive in a way.
Yeah, especially for good quality stuff. Whereas like Instagram, I think the normalization of social media, the normalization of just FaceTiming people and seeing that. And it's just like, you don't have to have this edited thing. You can be in a t-shirt. You can be in whatever. You don't have to be all dolled up.
They actually prefer it.
Yeah. If anything, it's like, oh, you're
real
authentic. You know what I mean? But like you're behind the scenes without anything showing you what, you know what I mean? Like just jazzing it up. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like what you do is vital to the industry. I think what you do is vital to a lot of brands. I'm really glad that we got you on today. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Because I've been a fan of HiCurious since we met, you know, when we were booth buddies.
We were booth buddies last year at CMA.
By the way, CMA, when's the next event?
I feel like they're skipping this year. Crystal says hi.
Hey, Crystal. How you doing? well, you know, but whatever. But it was great. We were booth buddies next week, and we did a little dance and whatever. And We did a dance.
We should revive that.
Yes. You want to do a dance?
I feel like it's in the stories. Oh, we should do a dance.
We should do a dance. Okay. We're going to do a dance after this. Yeah. Sorry. So how do people reach you?
Well, you can find me at on Instagram at hi.curious. That's hi.curious. And on LinkedIn at Lauren Mundell. And go to our website at hi-curious.com.
Yup. Yeah, you got to check it out. And what's crazy is like she has, whether you're working directly with her or one of her many hundreds of like influencers, is it thousands or hundreds?
It's hundreds,
yeah. But I mean hundreds of influencers within regional areas that can help brands grow. If you were watching this, you watched it, you see how it works, and you may not even understand, like, and you think it's easy, but I can tell you this, being the CEO and being and running a business, doing everything else, like, you should not be the only person that's doing the marketing. You should hire people that actually are good at it.
So
go check out HiCurious. This is Max Uhas from Dope SEO again with another episode of Meta Unshackled here at the CWCB Expo in Manhattan. And we'll see you in the next one.
At Neuravine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drained away systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neuravine is the future of automation.
Neuravine City, boy. Neuravine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
I mean, they're hungry. They eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
Plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
In this business, this takes the cake. I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it. The results are, you know, above and beyond what I expect, you know.
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's a lot.